Ukraine passes 100 days since the Russian invasion. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. More Ukrainians now displaced from their own country.
UN says 14 million Ukrainians have been displaced. Most of them are women and children, as this war has ground down into an artillery battle in the south and the east, with the Russian forces relying on their superior firepower to make steady gains in the east. Ukrainians trying to retake some real estate in the southern part of the country.
Fox's Mike Tobin, who reports more than 30,000 Russian soldiers killed since the invasion began. Migrants at the southern border overwhelming Border Patrol agents as the numbers increase.
More than 1,300 migrants apprehended in just the last 24 hours here in just the Rio Grande Valley sector. Migrants from Haiti, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. We even saw inside three Ukrainians and two Russians who are getting along, both opposing the war, trying to make their way to the U.S., fleeing conditions in their country.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in La Jolla, Texas. Division remains on how to stop mass shootings despite bipartisan efforts on gun laws. Fox's Alexandria Huff.
While the Protecting Our Kids Act is expected to pass the House this week, it will certainly get blocked in the Senate, which is why these bipartisan talks centering around possible legislation that is far less sweeping, focusing instead on issues like school safety, mental health, and encouraging red flag laws.
Democrats say people shouldn't have access to what they call weapons of war. Oklahoma Republican Attorney General John O'Connor on Fox's Cavuto Live.
It almost seems like we would get to the point where somebody's going to say, if we're afraid of somebody, or if we're alarmed at somebody, or if somebody disagrees with us, then they're on the watch list.
Republicans worry Democrats want to undo the Second Amendment. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A tropical storm is hitting hard in South Florida with intense rain submerging cars 3 feet underwater. Flooding problems also reported at Miami International Airport. Police and fire rescue in Miami urging residents to stay inside while crews respond to the intense flooding.
We have eight high-angle rescue vehicles that are out assisting people that are stranded in their vehicles. We've seen a lot of abandoned cars. We've been about 125 storm-related calls since about 1:30 in the morning when this all started to transpire.
Lieutenant Pete Sanchez with Miami Police speaking to Fox affiliate WSVN 7 News. Atlantic hurricane season began June 1st. AccuWeather forecast as many as 20 named storms this season. An automatic recount is underway in Pennsylvania between hedge fund CEO David McCormick and celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump. McCormick conceding the Republican primary Friday night, acknowledging the recount will not give him enough votes.
With the recount largely complete, that we have a nominee. And today I called Mehmet Oz to congratulate him on his victory.
The margin between the two is just 0.07%. It's day three of the Platinum Jubilee, celebrating 70 years on the throne for Queen Elizabeth.
One of the main events today, which is the Derby. She will not be attending that with the rest of the royal family. So far this weekend, we've seen the Trooping of Color military parade, a flyover, a beacon lighting ceremony, and a church service. There's also a pageant tomorrow and a concert tonight with performers who are just as excited. A lot of the streets here are closed for street parties, stores, and streets are decorated.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. The Queen has worked with 14 prime ministers and met with 13 of the last 14 U.S. presidents. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.